International Silver Company presents the Silver Theater. Starring James Stewart in Child Save My Fireman, directed by Conrad Nagel. Brought to you this week in behalf of 1847 Rogers Brothers, America's finest silver plate. Today we present the 14th program in the current Silver Theater series, and here, ladies and gentlemen, with a word for you is our director, Conrad Nagel.
Thank you, Henry Charles. And to you and our audience, welcome once again to Silver Theater. Today we present a delightful comedy romance which has been especially written for us by True Boardman. Our star is a perennial Silver Theater favorite, James Stewart, and his leading lady, the charming and talented Marcia Hunt. Others to appear on our stage soon are Linda Darnell, Ray Milland, Judy Garland, Brian Ahern, Olivia de Havilland, and Charles Boyer. We know you'll be waiting to hear them. In just a moment, our silver curtain will go up on a very modern story with a very modern star. But before it does, may we remind you of something else that's as modern as today and yet had its beginnings way back a century ago. Will you explain, Henry Charles?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that something is the beautiful silver plate created by the house of 1847 Rogers Brothers. It truly is both old and new. Only the old part lies rather in the traditions that inspire its superb craftsmanship. The pride of creation, the painstaking care and artistry, the devotion to ideals of beauty and perfection that have lived in the heart of every 1847 Rogers Brothers craftsman ever since that day so long ago when three Connecticut brothers first founded this now famous house. But the actual technique of silver plating, the type of patterns, are as new as tomorrow's sun. For to this distinguished house we owe the greatest of all developments in silver plate design, the miracle of sterling silver craftsmanship applied to finest silver plate. Its newest radiant example is Adoration, a pattern whose deep etching and high ornamentation is so lovely that one look inspires adoration. But those of you who own 1847 Rogers Brothers silver plate know what really glorified silver plate it is. And those of you who don't have only to see its rich beauty at your silverware dealers to know that 1847 Rogers Brothers is deservedly called America's finest silver plate.
Again, it's silver curtain time. And here's the first act of Child Save My Fireman, starring James Stewart as Jimmy Morgan, with Marcia Hunt as Molly Valentine, and Paula Winslow as Helen Martin. You know, Middle Western America has perhaps 1,000 fine little towns which still boast their volunteer fire departments, towns where a group of the more adventurous local citizens rush to combat every blaze in the community. One such town is Kimball City. It's a night in early spring, and in the church on Walnut Street, midweek prayer meeting is in progress. At the moment, a young man named Jimmy Morgan is raising and occasionally lowering his voice in a solo.
Wind of the western sea,
I gotta go.
James?
But, Reverend, the fire. Come on, excuse me, please. Let me through here, please.
Jimmy Morgan.
I'm sorry, Mom. Red, Lem Peters, come on. Company A's gotta be there first.
We're right with you, Jimmy.
Let's go. Let's go.
I'll beat you both to the firehouse. Let's
go. Where is it, Jimmy?
I don't know yet, Mrs. Jones. We're on our way.
Hey, Jim, boys, where are they? It's a good blazer.
Won't know till we get there, Judge Perkins.
Well, if you need more help, send for me.
All right, Red, get that truck started.
All right, Jimmy, right with you.
Jenkins, where's the fire?
I just phoned Jim's on Chestnut Street with a new family just moved in.
Okay, we're as good as there. All right, let's go, Red.
Hey.
Step on it.
Jim, second story.
Yeah, we'll spring out that hose. The hydrant right at the corner there. Lamb, get me a ladder. Out of the way, please, and let us through here. Who's the owner here?
Oh, Mr. Fireman, my child, my baby. She's up there on the second floor. Please, you've got to get her out.
she's inside there?
Yes, please, please get her out. I tried to get back in, but the door's locked from the inside,
Fred, give me an axe.
You can't go in yet, Jim. You better scout the fire.
Don't argue. I'll go in for the baby. You and Lem follow with the hoses. Oh, baby. Baby, how do you call a baby anyway? Where are you? Baby, maybe it's in here.
Hello.
Hey, the baby. Where's the baby?
What baby?
The baby. Any baby. The baby's caught up here. That woman out there.
What woman?
The woman in the green dress.
Well, that's my mother.
Your mother? What, you mean you're the... Look, baby, will you please go outside while we put out this fire?
But I want to help. I dragged the garden hose up to that
The garden hose? Oh, that's great. Now, look, this is dangerous. You've got to get out of here.
I won't. It's my fire, and I'm going to help put it out.
Now, look, Blue Eyes.
My eyes are hazel.
Come on up, Jimmy. Where do you want this hose?
Right in here, Red. We're going to need that chemical outfit, too.
Chemicals? Well, why not put it out with just water?
Because the fire calls for chemicals.
Well, I think you could just as well. You
now, look, miss, we're putting out this fire without any advice from you. Red, hit that wall over there.
Right, Chief.
I still think that you
are... Say, are you going downstairs?
No.
No?
No.
Well, I didn't learn the fireman's lift for nothing.
Oh! You put me down. How dare you?
Oh, Red, don't
put
play that hose
down.
Too fast.
You
Save some of that fire to me to put out. I'll be right back.
You put me down!
And I did it, Mother and Dad. I swear I did. I carried that girl outside and plopped her right down on the ground in front of her mother. And then I went back and finished the fire.
Good for you, son.
Now, Pa. Jimmy, what's the new girl like?
Like? What do you mean, looks? Oh, gosh, well, I don't know. I didn't notice much. She's sort of medium-sized. She got eyes, hazel eyes, and long eyelashes, and sort of turned-up nose and reddish-brown hair. And she had on a yellow sweater and a brown skirt and tan shoes and a... Some of those little half socks are green, they were, and or she had freckles. You know, but like I say, I don't know. I didn't notice her much.
Hmm. You didn't notice her much.
Well, what kind of a fire was it, son? Any second-story work? Did you have to use ladders?
Oh, yeah, it was pretty tough, Dad. Got under the roof, you know, but we got it out quick enough. Yeah, we were the first on the spot, too. We had the fire half out before B Company got there.
That's just as it should be. Company A always was first in my day, too. I saw to that. Well, I remember in the lumber mill fire 8 years ago.
Now, why, Pa, you're not going to burn that mill again tonight. And, Jim, have you forgotten? You were supposed to go to Helen's after prayer meeting.
Oh, good night. I forgot all about it. Oh, she'll murder me.
The boss's daughter.
Huh. Oh, gosh, I'll have to hurry. Well, good night, Mother. Good night, Dad. Gosh, I hope she won't be too sore.
You're late, Jimmy.
Yeah, I am sort of, Helen. Oh, good evening, Mr. Martin.
Oh, good evening, James. Good evening.
You see, there was a fire.
Well, there seem to be a good many fires.
And it's burning you up, eh, Helen?
Oh, Dad.
Do you hear what I said, James, burning her up?
Yes, I heard.
Well, you two lovebirds want to be alone. Oh, by the way, James, your sales report at the store last month was very good.
Well, I'm glad, Mr. Martin.
In fact, Jimmy, Dad was saying just tonight that he...
Helen, everything in its time. But I may have good news for you, James, and soon. Well, ta-da, you two.
Well, Jimmy?
Huh?
You haven't kissed me.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, that's better.
Is it? Oh, Jimmy...
What now?
That tie. How many times do I have to tell you?
Well, Mom said it was swell with a suit.
Well, then your mother must be colorblind. Oh, I've got so much work to do on you.
Yeah.
Oh, while I think of it, we're going to the dance Saturday night.
Oh, swell. I didn't know you remembered it.
Not remember the country club midsummer formal.
The country club formal? But, Helen, we can't go to that. Our volunteer fireman's dance is Saturday night. I've got to be there. I told you about it about a month ago.
Oh, that. Well, we can't go to both, and I prefer the country club.
Yeah, but I don't.
Jimmy?
Now, look, Helen. Now, we're going to that fireman's dance Saturday night.
We're going to the country club.
No, we're not.
We are.
We are not.
All right, Mr. Morgan, then we're not going anywhere.
You mean you're not going anywhere, and I've waited a whole year for this dance, and whether you like it or not, I'm going.
All right, Jim Morgan, then go on. I don't care.
Okay, that's great. And what's more, I won't go alone either.
Yes.
Oh, hello.
Oh,
it's you.
Oh, you're still up, huh? Well, I was walking home and I saw all the lights burning in your place. I thought I'd see if everything was all right. I mean, you know, well, sometimes when a fire seems positively out, it flares up again or something, you know?
No, it's out all right. And the only damage was in those two rooms upstairs. We're going to start repairs tomorrow.
Oh, well, that's swell. Well, I just...
Won't you come in? Mother's next door somewhere, receiving sympathy. She'll be back soon.
Oh, well, thanks. Well, I might stop a minute. I'm Jim Morgan.
And you work at the Hamilton Brick Store. I know. I've seen you in there. Oh, my name is Molly. Molly Valentine.
Oh, hello.
Won't you sit down?
Oh, thanks. I really don't mean to... Say, what color are those socks you got on?
Why, chartreuse.
I made a mistake. I told Mother they were green.
You told you...
No, nothing at all. Hazel.
No, Molly.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Your eyes are hazel. Molly, do you dance?
What a question.
Well, there's a dance at the gymnasium Saturday night, the volunteer fire companies.
Yes, I'd heard about it.
Well, if you're not, if you don't, I mean, if you'd like to go with me.
I'm not, I don't, and I'd love to go.
Well, I'll call for you about 8:30, huh? Well, it's late. I'd better get along. Good night, Hazel. Molly.
Good night, Jim. Thanks for stopping in. See you Saturday.
Mom, I made a mistake.
Hello, Jimmy.
Oh, hello, Helen.
Your mother's upstairs. I've been waiting here for you. Oh, Jimmy, I came to say I'm sorry we quarreled. It's all my fault.
Oh, well, I don't know, Helen.
Oh, I know how you feel about your fireman's dance, but we can go there later after 11. But we simply must start Saturday evening at the country club.
Now, look, Helen.
Jim, this is what Father didn't want me to tell you. Mr. Briggs is coming to town.
Mr. Briggs? You mean the Mr. Briggs?
The president of Hamilton Briggs Incorporated. And one thing Father wants to discuss with him is you.
He does? Well, does Mr. Briggs know that?
Oh, of course. But, Jim, you see, Mr. Briggs will only be in town a few hours between trains, so Father's going to meet him at the train and take him to the country club for dinner. Then, when we arrive for the dance a little later, well, Father will fix up a conference in the country club office. But just you three men. Isn't that wonderful?
Gosh, the head of the company himself, huh?
Then we will go, Jimmy.
Well, yeah, I guess we'll have to. I mean, sure, I... Except that I'll have to phone somebody in the morning. And I really called you up about that date we had for the fireman's dance Saturday night. You see, something's come up. It's business. Well, gosh, I knew somehow you'd understand. Well, good night, Hazel. Oh, I mean Molly. What? Oh, no. No, operator. No, I don't want the number back in. No, thanks. I made a mistake.
Oh, Jimmy, this is really lovely. Now, even you must admit that it's nicer than that brawl you wanted to drag me to tonight.
Must I? Well, yeah, I suppose
it's
all
right. Here you are, you two.
Hello, Dad.
Mr. Briggs is waiting. Come along, right here in the club office. Here they are, Mr. Briggs. You know my daughter.
Oh, yes, indeed. Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Briggs.
And this is James Morgan. James, our president, Mr. Briggs.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Briggs?
Well, glad to know you, James. Sit down. Young man, I've had a lot of good reports from you. In fact, I've about decided on giving you a promotion to assistant manager of the Kimball City store.
Gosh.
Oh, Jimmy, that's wonderful.
Well, it certainly is, Mr. Briggs.
Now, there's one preliminary to the actual appointment. I'd like you to briefly outline your ideas on a fall sales campaign, right here and now. James, did you hear me?
Yes, sir. A sales campaign, sir. Well, yes, I'd make a special drive on woolen goods and blankets and...
Jimmy.
Well, go on, James. Well, yeah. And I'd move the old stock on hand with a sale of some sort. Have a sale, you know. And... Can't do it. I gotta go.
The fire.
Morgan. Oh, Jimmy.
James, your job.
Hold on to the job. Please hold on to the job. I'll be back when the fire's over.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as the curtain goes down on Act One of our play, it gives us a moment of intermission. During that moment, we'd like to answer a question that many of you may ask yourselves in the very near future. Will you carry on, Henry Charles?
The question, ladies and gentlemen, is one you're sure to ask yourselves whenever you buy new silverware for your home. Namely, can I afford to buy really good silverware? Well, the happy answer is yes. You can afford not just ordinarily good silverware, but even the unusually fine silver plate created by 1847 Rogers Brothers. For every one of 1847 Rogers Brothers sets is available on easy, convenient payment terms. The initial expenditure is slight and the regular monthly payment small, so that you can have your lovely silver plate now and enjoy it while you're buying it. But visit your silverware dealer tomorrow and learn the complete details. Be sure while you're there to see 1847 Rogers Brothers Adoration Pattern. For though many of the finest silver plate designs in the last century have come from this famous house, Adoration is a beauty that surpasses them all. Its solid silver look would be a tribute on your table to your love for really lovely possessions, just as the superb and unusual craftsmanship of Adoration will be forever a tribute to the genius of those famous New England silversmiths, 1847 Rogers Brothers.